Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
I said to my husband that, you know, the language is inappropriate. It's not acceptable. And I was surprised because that is not the man that I know.
That was Melania Trump speaking to Anderson Cooper in an interview. Joining us now on the line to talk about that and other stuff going on, Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor, host of The Larry Kudlow Show, and by the way, author of the new book, JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Good morning to you, Larry.
Good morning. Thank you.
So was that a thing that helped Donald Trump, do you think, having Melania go out there and speak on his behalf?
Enormously. Enormously. I was impacted by it because I've been kind of having a loss of confidence in Donald Trump. And, you know, what she said and how she said it, and she's, you know, she's obviously a beautiful woman, but she's also somebody with a good head on her shoulders, and she can be tough. You could see it in that interview. Her eyes would glint, and she didn't like it one bit. Look, here's the key bullets as I saw it, okay? This is not the Donald she knows. I think she's talking about the tapes with Billy Bush, big jerk that he is. He shouldn't have said it. It was vulgar. It's worth an apology, which he has given. It's not the man he knows. He thinks she also went on to say that she thinks these sexual allegations, you know, descending on Trump in the last week have been coordinated. She made a very interesting point. Instead of trashing the women, as some other wives I know did, she said, if you have a beef, bring it to a court of law and let's adjudicate that. I thought that was particularly a good point. I think that she also concluded, and this is really the key point, get back to the issues. She actually said that. And this is, of course, something I talked about on my radio show and I've been writing about. And you know what? I'm going to look at this thing and say, okay, I think she's right. This is not the Donald I know, by the way. You know, I spent time with him this past year in his office several times, on the airplane several times, working on some economic matters. It's not the Donald I know either. So without erasing the issue, I mean, it still hovers. It's still a confidence loser. I think apology, let's go on. The last 3 weeks, issues. Don't take the bait. Stop talking about being a victim. God, I just hated that when he talked about being a victim of some worldwide Carlos Slim, New York Times, Washington Post, rigged election. That's utter nonsense. The issue is the economy and growth and taxes and regulations. The issue is jobs and wages. The issue is Obamacare. Uh-huh. The issue is national security and terrorism. The only chance he has, and he's, you know, big underdog right now in the polls, only chance he has is regarding Wednesday and after Wednesday, stick to the issues. And if he does that, he may narrow the race, probably doesn't win it, maybe he could win it. But she gave him good advice, and she gave everybody a piece of her mind. And I was really impressed. I just have to tell you, I think it was a rare moment where these things have a cameo impact that could be quite profound.
Well, Larry, I think she was great. And I had, we talked about it earlier this morning, and I said, you know, why did they wait so long?
Right.
I mean, whenever a candidate has an issue like this, you always have the adoring wife defending her husband. Hillary did it in 92. Why didn't they do this earlier?
Well, I don't think, hang on one second, Larry. You know what? This was not the adoring wife. That's what I was quite interested in. In other words, the adoring wife, we've seen this in political history, stands by her husband, holding his hand with her eyes riveted on everything her husband says.
Yeah.
This was a different model. She went out and faced the cameras alone, and she had a powerful message.
Yeah,
now,
good
that
point.
That is different. And the other thing, I just want to say this, as a character measure of Melania, whom I've only met twice, by the way, just I do not know her, okay? I just met her. I believe, and of course she's an attractive woman, I believe she has great strength as a businesswoman. And the fact that she went out alone to face the sharks alone, particularly some CNN sharks, really impressed me. So I'm modifying, Larry. I think it's more than the adoring wife.
But if I could just push back a little bit on the idea of the get to the issues meme, because I do hear this whole, oh, Donald, get to the issues. We've had plenty of candidates. You know, Mitt Romney stuck to the issues. He didn't take the bait. He didn't engage in the arguments when they said he was sexist or he killed somebody because he didn't provide them cancer treatment when he was at Bain Capital and all those things. He just let it roll off his back and he stuck to the issues. He lost. Trump is a different kind of candidate. Maybe there's an advantage of taking it head on and calling the media and the Clintons out for what they're attempting to do.
Well, I appreciate the pushback. It wouldn't be 8:30 in the morning if we didn't have some pushback. So I just love that. But I will say this. I think Trump is more in tune with the issues than Mitt Romney was.
Okay.
You know, I think Trump at his best is better than Romney ever was. And I also think Trump, has a way of portraying things. But I think he has a better tax reform plan, particularly businesses. I think he's more emphasizing regulation, terrorism. One thing here, too, very important. One of Trump's problems with Mitt Romney, he was a fine man. I'm not attacking his character, Lord knows. But as really one of the progenitors of Obamacare in the state of Massachusetts, he was not able, nor did he, really take the Obamacare to Obama. And I think on this one, Trump has a tremendous advantage. Plus, Trump has a much better business tax reform. And regarding terrorism, I don't think he's as coherent as he needs to be, and I hope they're briefing him on that. But I think it's a little different. Look, he's got an uphill battle. The way I look at it, Real Clear Politics average, she's plus 7 right now in a four-way race. With 3 weeks to go, that's a pretty handsome lead.
She's
looking good in the battlegrounds. I agree with that. But to me personally, because, you know, I really had loss of confidence in this whole story 2 weeks ago, I'm giving it another look, and I'm still helping out. That's all I can say.
All right, we're going to have to leave it
Thanks,
there.
Thanks, Larry.
Larry Kudlow, always appreciate it. It is now 8:44.